Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Right, we're going right into a prophetic word, a word of just what God is saying, what I believe the Lord is saying. And this week, this is a fresh word. And you know, you don't want to think this way, but, you know, what is our mind compared to the mind of God? Mm-hmm. What we have to do is, if God tells you, you should actually share it. The Lord specifically told me, I got some things I want to say, you know, and to my people. And it's like, okay, I don't need to. Sometimes you can put your mind on stuff and you can mess it up. Mm-hmm. And so just, you can receive it or you cannot receive it. And I think it's Ezekiel 33 talks about that. You know, you have a choice, right?
Everybody's choice.
You can receive it, but the one you have to give it, because it also talks about that. And the Lord began to show me how that everything right now, I don't know if you've ever played this. I'm not into these kind of games. As a kid, I played it because I didn't have responsibilities. But life is like that. But it's called House of Cards, where you actually build a house of cards and you take a card deck. And some of you probably don't believe in cards. So you can say, take things that look the size of cards. No. Anyway, so you lean two cards against themselves, and then you lean another card in and another card in. As a matter of fact, maybe we'll have available for you a house of cards, what it looks like when you're actually building a house of cards. And then as you're building it and you're putting these cards together, sometimes you get to a second floor, mm-hmm. and sometimes you get to a third floor. But every card that you put on is an amazing thing, because you don't know if the next card is going to cause the whole thing to collapse. And, of course, you know what you do when your sister, your brother comes around you when you're trying to build a house of cards, right? Get away. Get away. And what this is what the Lord told. The Lord told me very specifically that America right now, our form of government, what's taking place right now is a house of cards. Mm-hmm. It is a house of cards. And knowingly now, and this is, you know, some people are willing to put one more card when they're building this game called the House of Cards. They're thinking, how high can I go? How far can I go? In regards to a House of Cards, when you think about House of Cards, that if you're trying to do something, some people are willing to crash the system. They're willing to crash what it is at a chance of hoping this next card will give me a breakthrough for what I want. I'm willing to lose it all. Mm. I mean, it's like what they do in casinos and gambling. They say, you know, putting everything online, their home, their house, their family, everything on the line. They're throwing the car keys up on the table. And that's what it's like if you're playing that with people's lives. And the Lord specifically told me this whole thing is a house of cards, which anything with men, you know, outside of God is a house of cards. But right now, mm-hmm. you need to understand that. And then the Lord laid on my heart that our president knows this. He knows this is how, after God told me this, he knows it. And then the Lord led me to him even talking about it. He was talking to a round table full of tech CEOs. And you got to hear this, that this is the president talking. They're talking about, there's actually a program called House of Cards. Mm-hmm. I had never seen it. I had to go look it up on Wikipedia, mm-hmm. and what it's about. And you've got, as a matter of fact, before you put it up, I want you to be able to put, do you have the image? I think it's in that I sent the image to you. Look at Wikipedia and look up House of Cards, because I want you to be able to see what their actual, the image that they use for this particular program, which is, it seems to be some sort of Jezebelic form of manipulation in government. Go figure. Would that actually happen in Washington, D.C.? You know, we taught on very specifically about, is New York City the spiritual Babylon? Well, that's when Yolanda, a Jewish Messianic believer, Holocaust survivor, calls us up and starts talking to us. He says, I was in Pennsylvania Avenue. I was interceding. And the Lord showed her that actually Washington, D.C. is this spiritual Babylon. Huh. And you got to see this thing. Take a look at this. And so they have this program that's developed, you know, whatever it is. And it's interesting how Hollywood tends to sometimes be more discerning, you know, mm-hmm. and making money off what's to come or not. But and so a House of Cards, you got to see this. I want you to see this is actually the program that you see. And you see it has the it says House of Cards. And in the middle of it, you have the flag is upside down. America's upside down. And you have the Capitol in the background. And this is what our president is saying as he's talking to these tech executives about this program, House of Cards. Mm-hmm. which is about being vicious and just forcing your way and getting things done. I guess that's what takes place in the program. You can actually see the highlights from the program in Wikipedia, and we'll make that available to you. And it just somebody forced a president to resign, did all these crazy things, and got their way. Mm. But listen to what, you got to hear this. I'm going to crank it up so people can hear it. But he's sitting at a table full of journalists and all that, and he's talking to them about this particular house of cards.
I'm just wondering if we brought the advanced copies of House of Cards.
Are you willing to do a little cameo?
Yeah, I wish things were that ruthlessly efficient. That's true. I was like Kevin Spacey. I was thinking, man, this guy's getting a lot of stuff done.
All right, thank you, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
I wish things were that ruthlessly efficient. Ha, ha, wow. Ha, ha. Mm. I'm serious.
My goodness. Wow.
And it's like, oh, my goodness. You know, what's, and so the Lord tells me now, I didn't know what you just heard, but God spoke to me and said, this thing's a house of cards. And then it's like and he talks about to me about the wrath of God. And, you know, a lot of people have a lot of theology and concepts about that. But the truth is, if you went through the Holocaust, if you went through in-depth poverty in India, if you went through your children being murdered because you can only have one child in China, you cannot say that's not suffering. That's just huge suffering. But my goodness, I mean, Ananias and Sapphira could not say that the wrath of God did not come down on them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just over and over again, you know, I'm just trying to just off the top of my head right here. But it makes me think about, and we'll talk more about it, but give us 1 minute on Joel chapter 1 that we don't talk about. Just 1 minute so I can go into this.
Well, Joel chapter 1, everyone understands about Joel chapter 2. Says in the last days, God's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and young men and old men are going to dream dreams and visions, and your children will prophesy. But very little is discussed about Joel chapter 1. And Joel chapter 1 is where God has been keeping me there, because it talks about the seriousness of the wrath of God and what is getting ready to come upon Israel. And the very first verses in the chapter 1 start to talk about three levels of locusts that come in and progressively devour everything in sight.
This is before Joel 2.
This is before
the outpouring.
Joel 2, before the outpouring. And it progresses. It progresses with great famine and destruction and loss, and you just keep reading and you keep going. It says this is horrific, to the point where they need to call a sacred assembly because this is bad. This
the
is
pain
bad.
Drove them to come together in God, a sacred gathering.
Mm-hmm.
This is a holy gathering. We got to go to God.
Absolutely. Okay. And so you start bringing in. It says, listen, come, bring the bridegroom and bring the bride from her chamber. Come, bring the nursing. Bring everybody here, because it's time. Even the priests who minister between the porch and the altar, bring everybody here, because we have to proclaim a holy fast.
Right, right.
And so,
the outpouring of the wrath turned people to God.
Absolutely.
Which produced a third great awakening, an outpouring.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we would say a great awakening, not third one, but a great awakening.
A great awakening.
Yes, an outpouring.
Absolutely. You really got to get into it. We're going to talk about that more, hopefully, in the program. But this is a progression that you see that it culminates to Joel chapter 2, where the riders of the horse come in Joel 1.
Right.
And one of the riders on the horse is the Lord.
Yes. And it's wrath.
It's wrath.
Right.
It is wrath.
He's upset. The thing about it, God is not some he hurts. We can break his heart. We can offend him. The people say, you know, God's love, God's love. Understand this. If God loves you, and he does, that means you can hurt the heart of God. And you can make God jealous. He's so in love with you that he could be jealous of you, which means, you know, coming from many years in law enforcement work, that there's nothing more violent than somebody who loves somebody that was jealous over what was taking place with the one they love. I mean, you can tell those crime scenes are different than the others. Well, look at the word of God. God is quite often when his people end up with other gods. I mean, he's jealous. You got to be careful about his jealous love. And we'll be talking more about that hopefully in a future program today. You got to catch us four programs back to back. But in this word, the Lord said to me, this thing is a house of cards. And we just heard the president say for himself that President Barack Obama said, you know, talking to these tech executives sitting around his table, CEOs, that did you bring a copy of House of Cards? And he says, I wish that things were that ruthlessly efficient. So I guess it's ruthless. You can read about it in Wikipedia. Mm. We'll make it available to you. And then they laughed. He goes, no, I'm serious. And you're looking at a man that's willing to do whatever he needs to do to fulfill whatever he thinks he needs to fulfill. And the question is, well, what is it? Well, presently, the fruit of it is not good at all to fundamentally transform our nation. You know, granted, we have issues, but we had God. And we don't need to transform ourselves to, we transform ourselves out from being a nation under God. But then the Lord told me and showed me very specifically that VFN TV and the daily radio program, that God has us here for this reason, for what he's doing and what he's about to do. And we should have been on the air live for you. And we apologize for that, but we're all trying to move quickly into what God is having. We have a meeting today, as a matter of fact, and you can be praying for us, but we're trying to get things together where you're going to be able to come right to Christian Television Network and you're going to get a live perspective at that one moment of what's taking place in the world. Because we knew God, well, obviously, I mean, if you saw, you know, I prophesied about the coming tragedy and the floods and the storms and things that would be happening. And we could have been on air at that moment talking to you about this. But also we have the whole church as an arm. And I want to encourage you right now to begin to think about in your church how you can begin to work together with the church to be the arm of God, and that if we'll work together, we will not need the world to be able to do this thing, but we can have embedded reporters in every church as we're going out doing the work of the Lord when difficult times, when Joel 1 begins to outpour before the third great awakening, and VFN TV and the daily radio program will be right there to cover it every single day. You no longer have to watch kitten videos on world news. You no longer have to watch people argue back and forth on MSNBC. What is that? You no longer have to see some slanted, you're trying to like Christians on the Fox thing, but what are you really trying to? Just straight, you know, God prophesying. He said, it's a house of cards. And he also said the wrath of God, but he also said we are right where he wants us to be and what he's about to do. So I want to encourage you, begin to pray for us, stand with us, and understand how can I, as part of the church, connect with the whole body of the church. And with that and the wisdom of God, think about it, we can be the light news to all the dark news that's taking place in the world. Join us every day. On VFN TV and Daily Radio Program, Christian Television Network, on the Gulf Coast, by the way, at 5:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, and of course at VFNTV.com, all of our other times and locations. Man, I don't know if you got caught our earlier program. You got to be able to catch it. What's taking place? What is your partnership and sponsorship help make it possible in Israel? And also earlier, what's happening in the World Cup and how we're there through your gifts and prayers through Exodus Cry and being able to be there to rescue hopefully 1,000 people from
12 houses
sex trafficking, 12 houses of prayer. That's very exciting what's taking place. And also, you know, the Lord just spoke this week. The Lord just specifically told me that Washington, D.C., the government, Washington, D.C. is a house of cards. And one thing you'll hear about in one of today's programs is about VA. And it's coming obvious that in the Veterans Administration, that it's just a house of cards. We're just pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. But sometimes you can push, but you can also build foundation as you push. You gotta have solid foot, and you can't just hope, you know. And you gotta actually have some hope and works. I mean, faith and works, you know. And faith without works is dead.
Right.
You know, hope without works is a house of cards. And so God called specifically, says a house of cards, and you've got to hear that prophetic word because it has to do with, you know, God was specifically sharing with me that his wrath is involved. And if you understand love, deep love, God loves you. But with that comes a lot of consequences to the fact that means we can really make God very angry. So you can be angry at someone and you can love them. It's amazing how many people struggle with their children. Their children try to throw back at him. You don't love me. He's like, no. The fact that you're still here. You know, you're still here.
Exactly.
You know, see?
This is love.
Yeah, no, this is love. And the truth is that if you love someone, then in that love that I'm talking about, not just, you know, all these crazy things they're calling love today. I mean, mm-hmm. You have this deep desire for them to succeed and to love God and things to work out and then to be okay, that you can really hurt that person. You can be angry. You can have, and God's wrath, I mean, think about it. It happened in Joel chapter 1. We'll be talking about that, but you got to catch that prophetic word. And John began to share about that in an earlier program, but we're going to talk more about that because what we want is Joel 2. Everybody talks about Joel 2. You know, everybody wants pennies from heaven, but they don't want to tithe.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And I just heard a particular person, speaking of finances, that a lot of people turn to this particular man for financial advice. It's a lot of great, great, good advice. But how the house of cards, he's told me that how the president feels about the house of cards, that he loves this particular program, talking about how ruthless, I guess, it is, or whatever. But you can read about it in Wikipedia. But understand, it's not supposed to be that way. It's not supposed to be. That's not our original intent. But God told me this thing is a house of cards. This is a house of cards. And so then that's when he led me to that particular interview and showed me that this is a program that he enjoys. And he mm-hmm. laughs about it with the CEOs of these tech industries. And he was asking them for a future copy of, and I guess they're the ones that produced this house of cards. Like I said, an executive for Netflix. I think Netflix is the one that produces it. And so that was just shocking. But understand this, when God's talking to me about this is a house of cards and that the wrath of God's involved in it, the first thing I'm thinking about in the context of this, of course, I share with you more details about it. You can find out about it. But about Joel, you know, Joel chapter 1, which John talked to us about, because we always talk about Joel chapter 2.
Yeah.
But this wrath of God, I mean, you know, loving God can be angry with us. We can hurt. Yeah.
Well, it starts in Joel chapter 1, but it also bleeds over to the first part of chapter 2. But right from the very beginning, when you're reading Joel chapter 1, you understand this is what the word of the Lord says here. It says, "Hear this, you elders. Listen, all who live in the land. Has anything like this ever happened in your days or in the days of your fathers?" He's kind of setting them up. Pay attention here. And he says, "Tell it to your children and let your children tell it to their children and their children to the next generation." He says, "What the locust swarm have left, the great locusts have eaten. And what the great locusts have left, the young locusts have eaten. And what the young locusts have left, other locusts have eaten."
It was like three sessions of devouring.
Right, where there's nothing left. And then he says, verse 5, "Wake up, you drunkards, and weep. Wail, all you drinkers of wine." And
the reason why we're sharing this is because we love Joel chapter 2. But if you read Joel, you got to read 1 first to find out how we got to 2.
You can't appreciate the outpouring and the dreams and the visions and the day of his visitation without understanding how we got there.
Right. And so we're talking about a great awakening coming to America, but it looks like it's going to come on the heels of Joel chapter 1.
Right. And so he says in verse 5, "Wake up, you drunkards, and weep. Wail, all you drinkers of wine. Wail, because the new wine, for it has been snatched from your lips."
Wow.
And so, you know, God has new wine ready to be poured out upon his church, ready to be poured out on the face of this earth. But right now, the church has been drunk on just like, what's happening? What's happening in America? What's happening in the church? And I believe it was Chuck Pierce that said that the reason we have the leadership in Washington, D.C. is because of...
Well, the reason why it's stuck. Yes, because the leadership in the church is stuck, refusing to shift to God what God wants for his form of government. Family.
Yeah. Family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now new wine has been snatched from lips. And you think about it. Then he talks about a nation has invaded my land, powerful and without number, and its teeth...
Hold on a minute. So I know we don't have a lot of time here. So this outpouring is about to happen, but it comes with an invasion of locusts and an invasion of some other nations invading our nation.
Invading the nation.
So we can be hopeful. We see terrible things happening in this turbulence. Then we can look up because our redemption's, I mean, there's about to be an outpouring.
Absolutely. To the point where everyone is now, he's giving this progression where he's telling those who mourn, come in sackcloth, those that are in the fields, come out of the fields, the bride, come out of your chambers.
Right.
All the babies that are nursing, Everybody, come on out, because there's a call, a sacred assembly that needs to be called so that we can fast and pray lest this happens.
Stop. Seek God. Be broken. Let your heart be broken for what God's heart's broken for.
Yeah. Okay. He says, even the wild animals pant for you. The streams of water have dried up and fire has devoured the open pastures. I mean, you're talking about something that's completely just come in and just destroyed the land.
Mm-hmm. And the animals are drooling for you?
Drooling.
I was like, oh my goodness. Wow. Can it get any worse? My dog is looking at me wrong.
Well, then it picks up in chapter 2. Before we start talking about the outpouring, the first few verses in chapter 2, he says, blow the trumpet in Zion. And this is what we've been doing. We've been blowing a trumpet.
That's exactly what God prophetically had told us. Cool. You know, that's what he wanted, a trumpet. Yeah. That's what he established it.
So blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy hill, and let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. Mm. And there's a day of the Lord. It's coming.
Right.
And we need to be prepared for it and take heed.
We used to dance around with that song thinking that it was like, blow the trumpet in Zion. This is a tragedy. Yeah. It's a tragedy taking place.
He says, it is close at hand, the day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, like the dawn spreading across the mountains. He says, before them the fire devours, and behind them a flame blazes. Before them the land is like the Garden of Eden, and behind them, a desert waste. Nothing escapes them.
Wow.
So you're saying that before this whole judgment came, before the day of vengeance, before sounding the alarm, because it looks beautiful like the Garden of Eden, but when they're done,
right,
it's a desert wasteland.
So everything that is won't be anymore until this outpouring happens.
Right. And so it culminates with, you know, hey, listen, it's time for repentance. It's our only option, and this is where we need to be in America, where our only option is to turn to God. We don't need another help book. We don't need 50 ways to build a program. We have sinned against the holy God, and we don't want His wrath.
And it makes me think about the series. You got to get it at vfntv.com. Look at it. It's available for you. It's The Heart of Nehemiah, rebuilding the walls of the church, because that's what he did. He began through repentance, acknowledgement, and doing this. And that makes me think about, because imagine this. So you have this line of demarcation where behind this destructive force is hell. In front of it is a Eden. So this beautiful, blessed nation, for example, in front of it. But as it progresses, more dies, and it ends up like what's behind it. But up until the point that, when I think about, you know, Nebuchadnezzar and all the things that was going on with his son, and they're partying, and they're using the things of God in an ungodly way, and they were right in the middle of a party when the hand of God showed up. This hand showed up, a hand, just a hand, and it wrote on the wall, and it wrote these words, you know, you've been weighed in the balances. In other words, you've been weighed, and you've been found wanting.
Yeah.
And people don't think God weighs things anymore.
No. You know, Joel talks about the great army of locusts, and in verse 11, they may be surprised to find out, it says, the Lord thunders. Who's at the head of this army? The Lord thunders at the head of this army.
This is God doing it.
God, His forces are beyond number. The mighty are those who obey His command, and the day of the Lord is great. It is dreadful. And who can endure it?
Dear God, forgive us for our sins. Cleanse us from our iniquities. Dear Lord, let this trumpet resound across the nations so that we can hear, acknowledge, repent, and have a holy, solemn assembly and turn to You, Father God. Dear Lord God, end abortion. Send this third great awakening. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.